Welcome to History Unpacked. If you enjoy the content, then please subscribe or leave a comment. It helps us to create more content and is appreciated by our small team here. We hope you enjoy today's episode. The Crusader States, also known as the Latin East, were feudal states established in the Levant by Western European crusaders during the medieval crusades. These states played a pivotal role in the religious, cultural, and political interactions between the Christian West, the Byzantine Empire, and the Islamic world. The history of these states is marked by initial conquests, intermittent periods of stability, and eventual decline and dissolution. In today's episode, we will be looking at how these states were formed, their function, and their eventual decline. The Crusader states emerged from the First Crusade, which took place in 1096 to 1099, and that was launched in response to Pope Urban II's call to reclaim the Holy Land from Muslim control. The immediate goal of the Crusade was the liberation of Jerusalem and other sacred sites. The First Crusade culminated in the capture of Jerusalem in 1099 after a brutal siege. Following their victory, the Crusaders established the Kingdom of Jerusalem and other territories. Key figures in this effort included Godfrey of Bouillon, who was declared defender of the Holy Sepulchre, and his brother Baldwin I, who later became the first king of Jerusalem. Following the First Crusade's success, four principal states were established. The Kingdom of Jerusalem, of course, this was the most significant and symbolically important Crusader state. Also, the County of Edessa, this was the first Crusader state located in modern-day southeastern Turkey and northern Syria. The Principality of Antioch, this was established after the Siege of Antioch and was governed by Bohemian of Taranto. And the County of Tripoli, this was the last of the four major states centered around the city of Tripoli in modern-day Lebanon. The Crusader states were feudal in nature, with Western European knights and nobles dominating the political and military hierarchy. They relied heavily on incoming crusaders, alliances with native Christians, and trade. The rulers governed through a system of feudal vassalage, with barons and knights holding lands in return for military service. Castles and fortified cities were central to their defense and administration. The states were multicultural, with native Christians, mostly Eastern Orthodox and Syriac, Muslims and Jews, all living under Latin Christian rule. While the Latin rulers often maintained a degree of tolerance, tensions and inequalities persisted. Trade with Europe and the Byzantine Empire, as well as the establishment of military religious orders like the Knights Templar and Hospitaller, were crucial for their survival. The Italian maritime republics, Venice, Genoa and Pisa, played significant roles in supplying the Crusader states and securing trade routes. The Crusader states were precariously situated, surrounded by the most populous and powerful Muslim states. Their survival depended on periodic reinforcements from Europe and alliances with local powers. The Muslim states gradually began to unite under leaders like Zengi, Nur ad-Din, and later Saladin. The Crusader states suffered from internal divisions, including disputes amongst their leaders and a lack of coordinated strategy. Frequent leadership changes and rivalries weakened their ability to resist external threats. The Crusader states experienced further instability due to the arrival of the Mongols in the 13th century, which disrupted the entire region. The County of Edessa was the first Crusader state to fall, primarily due to its geographic vulnerability and isolation. Edessa was located far from the Mediterranean coast, making it difficult to supply and reinforce from Europe. Surrounded by Muslim-controlled territories, it faced constant threats from powerful neighbours like the Seljuk Turks and later the Zengids. In 1144, Imad al-Din Zengi, a Muslim leader of the Zengid dynasty, besieged and captured Edessa. The fall of the city was a significant blow to the Crusader states. The event shocked Europe and directly led to the Second Crusade, which lasted from 1147 to 1149. However, the Crusade failed to recapture Edessa or achieve meaningful results, leaving the territory permanently lost. The next to go was the Principality of Antioch. It has faced constant threats from neighbouring Muslim states and internal instability. Antioch's strategic location on the border with powerful Muslim states made it a target for frequent attacks. Internal divisions and disputes over succession weakened its ability to defend itself effectively. Its reliance on Byzantine and European support often placed it in a precarious position. The Mamluk Sultan Baybars, known for his military prowess, launched a decisive campaign against Antioch. In 1268, Baybars captured Antioch after a brutal siege, massacring or enslaving much of the population. The fall of Antioch marked the end of one of the oldest and most significant crusader states. The county of Tripoli, although it lasted longer than Edessa and Antioch, was similarly beset by internal and external challenges. The county was frequently caught between the ambitions of the Mamluks and the Mongols, as well as the rivalries among local crusader leaders. The crusader reliance on reinforcement and supplies from Europe dwindled over time, leaving Tripoli isolated. In 1289, Sultan Qalawun of the Mamluks besieged Tripoli with a massive army. After a short but intense siege, Tripoli fell. The city was sacked and all its inhabitants were slaughtered or enslaved. The Kingdom of Jerusalem was the most significant crusader state, but it also the most contested. Its history of territorial gains and losses highlights the fragility of the crusader rule in the Levant. The pivotal moment came in 1187, when Saladin defeated the crusader army at the Battle of Hattin, a catastrophic loss for the crusaders. Following the battle, Saladin recaptured Jerusalem along with most of the kingdom's territory. The loss of Jerusalem prompted the Third Crusade, which lasted from 1189 to 1192, led by figures like Richard the Lionheart. While the Crusaders regained some coastal cities, Jerusalem remained under Muslim control. After losing Jerusalem, the Crusader kingdom shifted its capital to cities like Acre, which became the last major Crusader stronghold. The kingdom continued to weaken as it lost territory to the Mamluks and suffered from internal political fragmentation. However, in 1281, Acre, the last major stronghold of the Kingdom of Jerusalem, was besieged by the Mamluks. The city fell after a fierce assault. The defenders, including knights and civilians, were killed or enslaved. The fall of Acre marked the end of the Crusader states in the Holy Land. The Crusader states left a lasting legacy on both Western and Middle Eastern history. The Crusades facilitated the exchange of ideas, technologies, and goods between East and West. This included the introduction of Eastern goods like spices, textiles, and glassware to Europe. The Crusader states were notable for their fortifications. These structures influenced medieval military architecture. The Crusader period remains a significant chapter in both Western and Islamic historical narratives, often interpreted differently by each side. The history of the Crusader states is a complex and dramatic saga of ambition, conflict, and cultural interaction. These states were born out of the fervor of the Crusades, flourished briefly as outposts of Latin Christendom, and ultimately succumbed to the geopolitical realities of the region.